Ladies and gentlemen, referee Stephen Percival has called a stop to this contest at 3 minutes, 37 seconds of round number 2. Declaring the winner by TKO, Israel, the last style bender, Adesanya.
The last style bender has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a long time coming. Israel Adesanya, welcome to the big show. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a long time, definitely. You know, I tried for years, but I had some other things to do. But now Styles is in the UFC, baby.
And I know the masses certainly believe you deserve to be here, so he attempted to take you down.
First of all, I just want to say something to the UFC fighters, the personnel and personal backstage, to the downwards and upwards. I see you guys creeping on my Instagram. Don't think I don't see you. You watching me, and I've been watching you. But then when you run up on me, you act like you don't know me. Boy, you know who I am now!
So, Rob Wilkinson accepted this fight. Others turned it down, so I know you have a lot of respect for him in defeat tonight. He tried to take you down 16 times. Takedown defense certainly held up for you.
Yeah, definite. I think four guys, right? Each four. Four turned us down. And he's the only guy to take it. So, when someone accepts that and they know who they're messing with, I'm like, well, he must have something up his sleeve, but not tonight.
Did it feel any different making this walk in the UFC? No.
I made it to 219 in Vegas last year. My boy Dan Hooker, and walking out, I was like, man, it's the same thing, just a different cage, you know? So same energy. I keep the same energy.
I know there's a lot of pressure on you. You seem pretty immune to it.
Me? No pressure. Pressure makes diamonds. You know what it is.
Any idea who you'd like to share this octagon with next, and how soon would you like to get back in here?
Well, you heard me. I said, middleweights, I'm the new dog in the yard, and I just all over this cage.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 3 rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for decision. The judges score the contest 30-26, 30-26, and 29-27 for the winner by unanimous decision, Curtis Razorblade.
So the winning ways continue for the heavyweight contender, Curtis Razor Blades. Congratulations. I know you've got a lot of respect for Mark Hunt. Your thoughts on the fight?
Hey, he came out like he knew he was. Swing for the fences. They're going to knock me out. He caught me early. I learned my lesson. Went back to my takedowns. Ground and pound.
You landed a personal best 10 takedowns in the fight. How hurt were you early, and when did you feel like you had fully recovered?
I was hurt for about 20 seconds. I recovered when I got that next takedown.
I'd imagine this is a big fight for you, not just the win, but the experience of dealing with that adversity and coming back and dominating the final 2 rounds.
Yeah, I know Australia's gonna root for the hero, no offense, but I came to win, and I did what I wanted to do.
You certainly did that. You're likely gonna be in the top 5 when the rankings come out next week. Any idea who you'd like to see next inside the octagon?
Don't care, but I wanna be in Chicago. Let's go. Put me in Chicago. I want this feeling. I want this.
You have certainly earned it. Safe trip home. Ladies and gentlemen, your co-main event winner, he is Curtis Razor Blades.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mark Goddard has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute, 48 seconds of the 3rd round, declaring the winner by knockout, Yoel, Soldier of God, Romero!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your main event winner. We are here with the Soldier of God, Yoel Romero. Congratulations on an epic victory here tonight. Your thoughts on the fight, sir?
The first I want to say is thank you, God, for everything that you give me in my life. I want to say I'm so sorry for Robert Whittaker. Normally, he is the guy when he stay here, but that is the plan for God. And the second, I want to say I'm so sorry for the Cody way so bad for me. That is the first time in my career when I not can put it in my body down. That's like I want to say thank you for everybody coming tonight.
Yoel, you fought a very smart fight tonight. Was this the fight you expected against Luke Rockhold?
Yeah, you know, Rockhold is he's a very good athlete, amazing fighter. You know, he's a champion, a Strikeforce champion for the UFC. He needed respect, and I'm very happy because I fight, and this time I fight with everyone for the best in my division.
I know you're disappointed we don't have a belt for you here tonight, but this is a huge win against Luke Rockhold. Got to think at some point you're going to have that UFC gold around your waist, yes?
Thank you, Dana. Thank you, UFC. Thank you, Donna. I want to say this girl is amazing. He pushed me every day, and my last time when I called away, he go with me in the sauna. He pushed myself. Thank you, Donna.
One of the best in the world, an honor to watch you perform tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the Soldier of God, Yoel Romero.